Acts chapter 20. And after the uproar had ceased, Paul, having sent for the disciples and having exhorted them, took leave of them and went off to go into Macedonia. And when he had passed through those parts and had exhorted them with many words, he came into Greece and spent 3 months there. And when a plot was made against him by the Jews as he was about to set sail for Syria, he resolved to return through Macedonia. And Sobater of Berea, the son of Pyrrhus, accompanied him, as well as Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Caius of Derbe, and Timothy and the Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. These had gone on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days came to them in Troas, where we spent 7 days. And on the first day of the week, when we gathered together to break bread, Paul conversed with them, since he was to go forth on the next day, and he extended his message until midnight. And there were a considerable number of lamps in the upper room, where we were gathered together. And a certain young man named Eutychus was sitting in the window, and began to sink into deep sleep while Paul conversed longer. And when he had been overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and fell upon him, and embracing him, he said, "Do not make a commotion, for his soul is in him." And when he had gone up and broken the bread and eaten, and had spoken for a considerable time until daybreak, he therefore went forth. And they brought the boy alive and were comforted, and that not moderately. But we, going ahead onto the ship, set sail for Assos, from there intending to pick up Paul, for so he had arranged it, himself intending to go by foot. And when he met us in Assos, we picked him up and came to Mytilene. And sailing away from there, on the following day we arrived opposite Ceos. And on the next day we put in at Samos. And on the day following we came to Miletus. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he might not have to spend time in Asia. For he was hurrying so that, if possible, he might be in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent word to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know, from the first day that I set foot in Asia, how I was with you all the time, serving the Lord as a slave, with all humility and tears and trials which came upon me by the plots of the Jews, how I did not withhold any of those things that are profitable by not declaring them to you, and by not teaching you publicly and from house to house, solemnly testifying both to Jews and to Greeks, repentance unto God and faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, behold, I am going bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing what will meet me there, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in city after city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But I consider my life of no account as if precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom, will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you on this day that I am clean from the blood of all men. For I did not shrink from declaring to you all the counsel of God. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock. among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among you yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore watch, remembering that for 3 years, night and day, I did not cease admonishing each one with tears. And now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands have ministered to my needs and to those who are with me. In all things I have shown you by example that toiling in this way we ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had said these things, he knelt down with them all and prayed. And there was considerable weeping by all. And falling on Paul's neck, they kissed him affectionately, especially pained over the word which he had spoken, that they would no longer behold his face. And they escorted him to the ship.